peer companies are conferring market power on one another by virtue of building patented technologies into a standard. That is an issue that has to be addressed. And going back to the 40s and 50s, the American National Standards Institute, or the predecessor organization of it, adopted a competition law concept called FRAND, or Licensing on Fair, Reasonable, and Non-Discriminatory Terms. FRAND comes from American U.S. Supreme Court competition law jurisprudence. As a remedy for antitrust abuses in the 40s and 50s, the Supreme Court and the lower courts developed the concept of FRAND as an antitrust remedy. In other words, where companies were using their patented technologies unlawfully in violation of the competition laws to prevent competitors, they were then required to license those technologies as a remedy to effectively break up the monopoly and promote competition. Standard setting bodies, realizing this winners and losers issue that I mentioned a moment ago, then adopted FRAND, starting with ANSI, as a proactive measure to prevent the use of standard setting as an anti-competitive tool. And that's that history of FRAND is set forth in a very comprehensive article by my good friend, Professor George Contreras from the University of Utah, who has outlined sort of the emergence of FRAND and its evolution from a competition law remedy into a proactive competition law protection at the standards organizations. I've gone through some of the points on this slide already, but the idea of FRAND is to benefit everyone. You benefit the licensee, in other words, the adopters of a standard, by giving them the ability to implement it on reasonable terms, and that promotes the adoption and the widespread promulgation of the standard. It benefits the SDO who's building the standard, and it benefits the people who want to make products according with the standard. On the other hand, it also benefits the licensor. So why would I contribute my patents to a standard when that just means I have to agree to license them on a reasonable basis as opposed to hold them to myself or ask for very, very high rates, whatever the idea is? And the idea is, and this was expressed when, for example, the ETSI telecommunications standards were founded, the IPR policy for that standard was founded. The idea was expressly, you make it up on volume, that you agree to lower FRAND rates or to waive injunctions or things of that nature. And in return, what you get is that you get a huge installed base of users from whom you may seek licenses. And you get other benefits as well. If the standard's successful and you are a product company, you get to make your products. You might have a head start because of your familiarity with the technology. But in general, from a licensing perspective, you make it up on volume. And this sort of high level, you know, give and take is supposed to benefit the standards bodies, the standards the standards participants, the implementers, the patent owners, and in general, consumers who benefit from the competitive benefits of having, you know, you buy a plug at a hardware store and it works in every outlet you go to, including my hotel room, including my house, including wherever you are. On the other hand, what we're facing as an industry and as sort of participants in this world is that what is reasonable, what is fair, what is non-discriminatory is intentionally somewhat vague. The idea was we're gonna require these FRAND terms and we'll leave it to courts and parties and whatever to sort it out if there's disputes in the future. Now, the problem is today we have very little other than disputes. There are, as I said at the beginning, two sides, it seems, and the two sides view what is FRAND in a very different perspective. And here I've outlined five areas where we see disputes. We see disputes over who gets a license. There are companies that say, I only have to license one level of the supply chain, usually the OEM level, the end product level, and I don't have to license chip makers. I don't have to license module makers. I don't have to license other component devices, only OEMs. And then there's the other side of that, which is no. FRAND doesn't have limitations. It doesn't say in the policies you only have to license some people and not others. You have to license anyone who wants one. And that's good for the industry. The industry can choose how to best build a licensing structure where fair payment is made to the patent owner and licensing can happen at whatever level of the supply chain. There's also issues about injunctions. Some folks think that injunctions should generally be available even for FRAND encumbered patents. I think other folks think that FRAND, a licensing promise, is inconsistent with an injunction. If you've said that money is good enough, in other words, that FRAND licensing is good enough for me, I don't have irreparable harm. I don't have a situation where monetary damage is insufficient. I've promised to license, not to exclude people from the market.